Well, now that it looks like we have some movement on a bipartisan bill to end the government shutdown and raise the debt limit, other issues in Washington are being addressed, including a farm bill conference. Leaders of both the House and Senate Ag Committees did meet on Wednesday and made plans for the Farm Bill Conference. The chairman of that conference will be Frank Lucas, who said the first formal meeting could be scheduled as early as next week, depending on the House and Senate schedules. He said if they are in session, they will be holding their first conference committee next week. Otherwise, they probably will meet the following week. However, according to longtime Ag Committee member Chuck Grassley, he said even though there haven't been any formal meetings, discussion on the Farm Bill already has been underway.
Regardless of the conference meeting, I can tell you that Chairwoman Stabenow and Congressman Lucas have been talking regularly over a long period of time. So, you know, things are kind of underway, even if they aren't underway.
Now, everyone realizes that passing a farm bill is no slam dunk. Matter of fact, according to Farm Bureau's executive director, Dale Moore, he said issues like food stamps and others will be a tough task to overcome.
In Title I, in the commodity programs, you've got some differences in the reference price or target price levels in the two bills. Certainly some differences in the revenue option in the two bills. So there's one thing. You've got the difference in the dairy subtitle relative, you know, the Senate's got the margin, dairy margin insurance with the supply control feature to it. The House version with the Goodlatte Amendment does not contain that.
Well, because of our recent rains, harvest activity once again is in a lull, so it's a good time to get some insights from producers about just how well the crop is moving forward. I did spend some time with Jonathan Gibbs, a member of the state soybean board, and he said both corn and beans not looking too bad considering the challenges that Mom Nature has provided.
We've poked into some corn here this last week, and so far, I mean, it's our early planted stuff. Still pretty wet, but it looks promising. We're, you know, well above last year's yield numbers, at least on our early planted corn. We've seen a little reduction in test weight from our dry August. I don't think our corn finished off as well as it could. But our corn crop looks to be, you know, for us at least, local trend line as we start out, as some of our later planted corn is yet to be seen how that finished out. And the soybeans we're actually a little under last year's production numbers, but it's still going to be a profitable crop.
Well, it was a profitable day on the cheese market for the blocks, up another penny to $1.83 1/2 cents per pound, while barrels did lose a quarter to 1.77 3/4 cents per pound, and AA butter now down to $1.52. Class 3 prices higher, October up to $18.23, November $18.24, December gains a nickel to $17.76, and January prices to $17.15. Board of Trade, corn lower, December off 2.5 cents at $4.41 a bushel, March drops to $4.53 1/4 cents. Beans higher with November up to $12.71 3/4 cents per bushel, March up 4.25 to $12.60 a bushel, and December wheat down 6.25 at $6.79 1/2 cents per bushel. As far as where we stand on the livestock front, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 69 to 86. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 68. Slaughter bulls, 80 to 95. Fed cattle, steady. Choice beef steers and heifers, 111 to 119. Holstein steers, 96 to 107. Replacement bull calves, 85 to 190. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Your barrels and gilts, 74 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50. And those are your prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.